this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your host, Jody Sweeten. I think that's still my name. I'm not really sure today. I did have to think about that.
There was like a big pause. Well, I'm Celia Behar.
Well, because I was trying to think of something funny, and then I just was like, I got nothing.
Oh, all right. I mean, it's kind of funny that you took a long pause to remember your name. I'm with it.
I remembered my name. Right. I was trying to think of something funnier than my name, but I couldn't. Not that so my name is funny.
You're out of funny, is what you're saying.
I'm out of everything.
My God, so am I. I have like different nevers that I want to talk about. I mean, first of all, I think we have to say we never thought that we would make it to the end of a homeschool year.
I never planned on homeschooling.
No, and four kids are all still alive.
Yeah.
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 I have to say mine were so great by the end. Like, I don't know what happened. Like they just really got into some sort of routine and they've been really great. And Harper ended up with straight A's. And I just need to say that had absolutely nothing the fuck to do with me because
I'm really proud of her. Zoe busted her ass and pulled up some grades at the end.
Awesome.
But you know, we struggled a little bit, but I was really proud of her. She worked really hard and like got a ridiculous amount of assignments done and makeup work and all that kind of stuff. Like she really did, you know, put that effort in at the last minute, but I'm hoping that we like start off a little bit better next year.
I don't know what next year is going to be like at this point. I mean,
is there even going to be a next year at this point? I feel like, you know what? I don't know. Are we going to make it to 2021? I mean,
I'm waiting for the zombies. I mean, that's like where I'm fucking at now.
Fuck zombies, man. I'm thinking just giant asteroid. I'm there.
Tyler singing in the background.
I think I'd do mine as Steven Tyler. I like Steven Tyler, but I feel like I'd do it. If it's going to be my last song that I'm listening to while staring at a giant asteroid, it's going to be something different.
Fair enough.
But no, I feel like that's got to be next. Like something, or aliens.
Aliens just take us away at this point. Honestly.
Right. Remember when it was Calgon take me away? Now it's aliens. Now it's aliens take me away. Right?
Instead of getting into a bath, you've got
to wanting dish soap hands to just not wanting to be on this planet. Like, just any other one would be great. I don't even care if my hands are rough. Yeah.
No, like, fuck my hands. I'll take an alien probe over this shit, like up my butt. I'm done.
Wow. Just, you know what? Fuck this, right for the anal probing.
I don't know. I'm very tired. Also, I have to tell you right now that I may or may not be a little bit high.
Look,
I
haven't had my coffee yet, so I feel like that counts.
I haven't had my coffee either. My anxiety's been, as you know, because I've been texting you, it's been so unbelievably bad.
I know,
and
I get
it. I've been eating edible cookies that Jill made, my SDK, you know, edible cookies are amazing. And let's just say I sometimes have more than one of them to make it. I'm not sleeping well. And I'm anxiety. It seems to be the only thing that's like working, but I definitely
I'm not did wake judging
up
you.
Morning. I felt like it.
It's all good. We're just letting our listeners know ahead of time. Like, look, this show may or may not be funny and may or may not make sense. We're giving people a heads up at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if they want to just skip, they can skip.
Yeah. But you could,
but don't skip because I have a feeling that like usually when we're not feeling funny and you're a little bit inebriated or high, that we get some really great comedy out of it. So let's just continue and see what it goes.
I feel like CPS is like not completely back yet, so they won't show up at my door right away.
No, you're gonna be fine.
I don't have my kids. I just want to make that very clear. I'm not high around my kids. I'm at Dustin's right now, so I don't have my children. Although going back to them, as far as
that you know of anyway, that you that, know of here,
right? time. I mean, if they're here,
I'm just kidding.
They're with their dad. The end of school was so weird. You know, I'm so glad we made it to the end, but it was so weird. And it was so funny, like them, because, you know, we did Harper's eighth grade, like culmination drive through. So she said, you know, like that was the end. And it was interesting. And it was just so fascinating because like, we didn't have that growing up. Like I didn't have
it was like a culmination.
Any culmination for eighth grade. It was like
We did for eighth grade. I remember. I did for sixth grade and for eighth grade.
Oh my God, we did it. So I just kept
like a little,
Like, you know, listen, when you have high school and you actually have your high school graduation, it's going to mean that much more. And I said it to her, and like right after it came out of my mouth, like I just thought, I mean, unless we're in another pandemic.
Yeah, I was literally, as you're telling me that you told Harper this, I was like, you're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot. You're an idiot. What if this never goes right? Which is, I mean, terribly pessimistic. And I don't think any of us want to think about that. But I also feel like at this point, I can't make any guarantees that like Godzilla isn't going to come and burn shit down before you graduate high school. So I don't want to make any promises that anything's going to happen.
I know. Right. I said it and I was like, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. But I mean, she did a good job. There,
you've got, you know, what, 4 more years of complete insanity to get through?
I know.
The world's going to be so much worse that that's not even going to be a thought.
Probably not. I mean, it's also, and then
I'm saying this because I'm joking.
I know. Well,
not really. I don't know what I am.
It's hard too. Harper did,
I mean, she handled it really well. Like the kids that were really excited about, you know, doing all that, she did, I'd say, handle it really well. The disappointment.
She really did.
Sure.
She did. I mean, she cried a little about not being with her friends anymore because like she's been with them for so long and then she's, you know, going into another school and they all split up. But it was so funny because Lulu, Harper.
It's funny. Like, I cry if I have to see people at this point. Like not because I'm not.
Cry just because.
I'm like, oh, I well, yeah, with that. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm crying right now as I'm laughing. It's a very confusing emotion.
I was like pretty positive I was dead inside. So I don't really know what happened because like she just
spit her coffee out. Oh, it's down my chin. Oh, I've had that happen before. Okay. No,
God. I feel like that's me. Sorry. But
it's okay.
I never should have said dead inside. But yeah, I don't know. All of a sudden like cry a lot. It's really bizarre. And I like, sometimes I start crying and I'm like, I'm so confused. Like, I'm like, what, why am I crying? Like,
are you hormonal? Are you PMSing?
Ovulating.
Oh yeah. That shit fucks you up time. Too. It's just all fucked up.
I just want to turn it off. I'm really done with my uterus. I need like a switch where I could be like, bink, and just turn it off. I don't need it anymore. I'm done. I'm not doing this again. Right. Like I'm old and I'm done and it needs to be fired. Like I need to be like, you can leave now. Bye bye.
Right.
Like, go find somebody else. Like, just see my uterus, like, walking out of my, like.
Bye, bitch. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't need it. Anyway, the funny thing was Lulu was done on Friday, but Harper was done on Thursday. And Lulu bitched about the fact that Harper was done on Thursday. She's like, it's not fair. Like, I have to still go to school. We're like, for one more day.
I had one was done a week before. They were on different spring breaks. Tell Lulu to calm her tits.
Calm down. I'm not going to say that to her because she will repeat that.
Right. Yeah.
That'll be a problem.
Right.
Yeah, she was just like ridiculous about it. But then they were so excited to finish school. And then like they wake up the next day and they're like,
now what?
Same thing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I know my kids were like, I think they were just happy. And I will agree with this. It was just nice to like have one thing removed of let's argue over one more thing today because there's already not enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's at least I don't have to worry about like their Zoom meetings and like when they have to get on and, you know,
I don't have to worry about for right now. And, you know, I guess we'll just see what happens.
We all need to drink a lot of water, Jody.
Tell me about it. You know, I've been trying to do better with my hydration, but it's not always easy, but I'm trying.
It's not easy, but we really need a lot of it to stay hydrated and healthy. In fact, 60% of our bodies are made of water. And if you're like me, you probably don't trust your tap water. And really, why should you?
No, it tastes a little funny. Don't like it.
Yeah, virtually every household in America has harmful contaminants in their water, which I didn't know, and now I do. So I've been using a revolutionary new water purifier called AquaTrue. Heard of that?
I have not.
It's so great. It's certified to remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters. AquaTrue is a four-stage countertop purifier that works with no installation or plumbing.
Really?
Yeah. I got mine the other day. We've been using it here. The kids keep telling me how much they love it. It tastes like you're drinking bottled water, but you're not. It's on your countertop and it's fantastic.
Oh, I love that's so much easier because, you know, like filling up those pitchers over and over again takes forever. Like it's, you know, something on my countertop would be so much easier.
It's really pretty amazing. It's patented ultra reverse osmosis technology is certified to remove 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, lead, arsenic, like really PFAS. I don't even know what that is, nitrates, and many more. And it's the same technology used by all major bottled water brands, which is probably why my kids think it tastes like bottled water.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely not like to be drinking lead and arsenic and whatever PFASs are in my water. I would like all of that to not be there.
Exactly. Plus, the filters are affordable and long-lasting. And in these crazy times, why worry about sold-out water bottles when you can just make your own at home? And just one set of filters makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. Yeah. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste.
I'm still stuck on 4,500 bottles. Like that's, I mean, just for the environmental factor alone.
Yes.
Not to mention the PFASs, which are coming for us. But that's amazing. I love that.
It's so, and best of all, honestly, the water tastes fantastic. I mean, like my kid said, tastes like bottled water. You definitely can taste the difference. It's, you know, how sometimes it has like a aftertaste of water. It tastes a little metally. Nothing like that here. I love my AquaTrue and so do thousands of satisfied customers. And AquaTrue is the only water purifier that clean water activist Erin Brockovich recommends.
Love her.
So do I. Plus, AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Yeah, can't beat that. Today, our listeners receive $100 off an AquaTrue Plus free shipping. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter code SAYTHIS at checkout. That's $100 off plus free shipping when you go to AquaTrue.com and use code SAYTHIS.
I do want to tell you the story that happened the other day because I was laughing so hard that I was like, I started crying because that's what I fucking do apparently. But Lulu, I asked her to clean the shower and I just put a sponge.
Wait.
I know.
Why would you ask Lulu to clean anything larger than a postage stamp?
Here is my logic.
Not because Lulu isn't brilliant. She is, but not in that particular way.
No, not in that particular way. This was my logic. They'd been in the pool. She was still in her bathing suit. And I'd put a sponge in there and I'd already sprayed it. All she had to do was turn on the water and then just like wipe down around the surfaces. It was more just so that she like was doing something.
Did she get in the bathtub with the chemicals?
No. And it was not, you know, thank God.
It's like clean it, right.
Yeah, it's like more of the organic stuff. I bleached it before. But she was in her bathing suit and the sponge was next to like the shower handle, you know? And I said, all you need to do is wet that sponge and wipe down the surfaces. And I watched as that kid took the sponge that, by the way, was still a little bit wet because I had bleached it before, walked across the bathroom to the sink, wet the sponge under the sink, and then back across the bathroom with the dripping sponge. To clean the bathtub,
which, right.
To turning on the water.
that's a Lulu moment, right?
The kid is in gifted and talented program. Like,
Talented is not logic and reasoning. So that's, you know.
I mean, and I just looked at her and I just go, Lulu, what the F? Because I can't say fuck because my $20 that I put in ahead of time in the swear jar has been used up. Believe me. What the F? I said, why are you doing that with the sponge? And she goes, you told me to wet it. And I go, there's a faucet in the shower. Like, just turn it on.
The shower is it's a sink that you can fit in, basically. Right. It's a large sink. What are you doing?
And of course, then she just starts crying. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, this is not a reason to cry. Like, just don't need to cry about it. I said, just clean the shower. And then she's, you know, just standing there, like, crying and holding the sponge, but doing the, like,
right.
Yeah, like, oh my God, please just clean.
Just do, shower. Right.
Yeah, right. No, and then she did get in her bathing suit and like was, you know, scrubbing it. Like she was like, you know, it's a hard knock lifing. Like,
right. You're Mrs. Hannigan in the background.
I am.
Cigarette hanging out of your mouth.
No cigarette, but I'm getting close to Mrs. Hannigan.
I have to admit, I have given up. I have lost control. My house is being run by pirates. It's, and I'm one of them. Like, I'm the worst pirate. Like, it's just,
oh my God.
Dude, we've fallen the fuck apart over here. And I'll admit it. Like, I have great intentions and they just have worn me down into just a, you know, remember in Little Mermaid, you know, those things that grow out of Ursula's cave, like the people that she's stolen their voices and they're like, and they these like, little like growing out of the thing. That's what I feel like just on the inside. Face,
like, I don't even know what, like she stuck her chin into her boob and was like, oh, and stuck her tongue.
I can't.
Out.
Yeah. It's a really unattractive face that I'm glad only you can see. And that this is a radio show and not television.
A radio show?
A podcast. You know what I mean? Oh, Jesus. You know what I mean? You know
Hold on.
Fuck you. First you know what I meant? I meant radio, listening.
No way. No. First off, you guys, I just want to tell you that before this episode started, Jody shows us, me and Emily, her nightstand, which is the most grandma nightstand I've ever seen in my life at this point.
It's sad. It's just full of detritus.
Crap. Like, I'm going to try to explain it.
Is it detritus or detritus?
I thought detritus.
I thought that too, but I've heard someone say detritus. I'm going to say
or
detritus.
Fancy.
I don't know. Wait, but anyway, it's fucking trash is what it is.
I'm going to describe what's on there. Okay. First of all, we've got, I suspect, a half-drinking warm La Croix next to her.
Oh yeah, it's totally half-drinking because I know.
And then it looks like a coconut water, which I also suspect is half.
No, that's a protein shake. That's a protein shake.
And did you actually drink it?
No. I did.
Oh, so it's just empty and garbage sitting there?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's fucking trash.
Right,
it's trash.
A water bottle and then her Starbucks coffee. I don't know what that pink thing is. Is that a Frenchie?
It's pen with a flower on it.
Oh, you and your fancy pens. And another fancy pen. Maybe the one that Emily likes with
my Canada pen. Yeah, yep. My little fluffy boa Canada pen. And then I've got some
like a
Starbucks food.
An empty bag of something.
This is not empty. This is my breakfast that I haven't eaten yet.
Okay. All right.
It's my egg white bites.
It's a disaster.
And then there's books in my bed. Books. My puzzles are over here.
Her puzzles that she does after she listens to the radio.
Well, hold on. You want to really, hold on. Let me lean into my fucking elderly here. My word puzzle games are over there. My hard copy ones.
Oh my
God. I've got my puzzles on my phone.
From the drugstore.
Yes. Okay. The variety games and puzzles because they're my favorite. Mm-hmm. The fucking penny press puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. Anyway, I've got several of those over there. Which I haven't been able to start on because I haven't been able to focus. But then my jigsaw puzzle is downstairs and I spent hours on that the other day. So
the jigsaw puzzle that Scal sent you that you still don't know what it is.
I know what it is.
Oh my God.
It's our Christmas card for me and the girls. It's the picture of the three of us because he did it for me for Mother's Day. So I finally, we got the edge done, but I don't know if it's completely done. I don't know if it's done well or correctly.
What do you mean? You just like jammed pieces
no,
in it?
It look, it's one of those puzzles that you have made. So like every piece it's like two variants. It's this size or this size. They're only slightly different. So even the ones that fit together perfectly kind of move a little bit. And then so the ones that don't fit together perfectly don't move that much more, but just enough to where you're like, I don't know if it's quite right. And it's a picture. So it's not like color.
You just described like moments in my dating life, by the way, just so you know.
Right. It's pixelated. It's heavily pixelated. Like Japanese porn is what it, you know what I mean? Like when you have like a lot of the discoloration, like even the whites aren't like pure white because it's from a photograph. So it does make it a little bit harder than like a normal puzzle, like a Ravensburger or something, which companies of the really good puzzles.
Yeah. And we've now spent 2 minutes talking about puzzles. So just so, you know, everyone's aware, I don't even know what to say about
what I was doing. I am 900 years old.
You are 900 years old.
And this is my life. It's my bed. It's also very hot in here. I'm having a hot flash.
You are not.
No, it's because I'm drinking tea.
I am almost 10 years older than you. And somehow you've managed to become 50 years older than me. So I don't know what's happening, but it's something.
I used to be cool and now I'm not.
I don't think I was ever cool. That's at least I have that. And like, so
well, that's the thing. It was easier for you.
Fell down. I didn't. I did my first TikTok dance with Harper the other day in the pool, by the way, because I refused to have to really use my legs because I knew I'm a shitty dancer and there's no way. So in the pool, I could just use arms and kind of look like, right? I knew what I was doing. Yeah, I still just look like the most like dorky, like mom trying to keep up with her really cute daughter, where I'm just like,
I apparently am told by the kids' friends that I can do some of the TikTok dances, but the kids are like, you're absolutely terrible at it. So I don't know.
They lie.
I'm not sure.
I think they lie. Oh, well, I know Harper lies. Yeah. Harper said to me the other day, and it was very sweet. Like, we did the TikTok dance and she's like, mom, you did it really well. Like, it's really good. I'm posting it. And then I looked at it and I was like, you little liar. Like, I look like,
at least she's lying to make you feel better.
I know.
Why are lying to be like, you suck, when I might actually not be terrible? And they're like, no, you're bad. I'm like, but wait, I'm not. No, you are.
I just
I'm a dancer, god damn it. Yeah, they don't care.
Oh god.
Although I do apparently throwing it back, which is that move where you like do a body roll and then like kind of hike your head. They hate when I do that because they said I can't do it. But apparently I actually can, because one of Zoe's friends said I can do it. So I just like to do it to Zoe, even in the middle of our kitchen with nobody else home. And she gets so mortified that and I can imagine there's nothing worse than watching your mom like throw her ass back in the air. I can imagine, but there's really, truly nothing. I mean, oh my God, I can't imagine my mother doing that. I mean,
for
multiple reasons, I can't imagine my mom doing that.
No,
but.
But now I feel like she might send you a video just because she wants to make you laugh.
Yeah, I know, right?
My mom used to have a rebounder. Do you know, you like those little mini trampolines.
I thought you meant like a relationship.
Well, that too.
I thought this was going somewhere so different. Okay, anyway.
No, I don't
want to. Because you were like, yeah, she's throwing her ass back, this and that. And you're like, yeah, my mom had a rebounder. And I was like, oh, like a 2-week boyfriend?
yes, many times in my life. Wait, we have to come back to my mom because I just realized something. But let me just say this about her.
That this show makes no sense? Did you just realize that? I think I realized that somewhere in the middle of the first season. So, no. Okay.
So my mom had a rebounder that she was like that little trampoline.
Yeah. And the little small ones that like the crazy like jazzercise ladies would get on and like twist and turn.
So my mom used to be in the kitchen when we like eat breakfast, friends over or not, and put on like Michael Jackson or Phil Collins or something like that, and just be like doing that in the kitchen, like as you were doing stuff, you'd just be like, whoa. And my mom is tiny and has really big boobs. Like, it would just be a lot of bouncing where you're don't need to see this like at all. Wait, but you just reminded me of two things. First of all, Mother's Day. And I meant to say this in an earlier podcast, but I kept forgetting because I don't have a brain anymore. I'm going to show you this because I actually have not shown you this yet.
Oh boy. Wait. Is this a bonbon?
It's a bonbon moment. So on Mother's Day, my mom sent me a text and, I'm looking for it.
The texts from your mom are always my favorite though, because they don't make any sense, but they are the most non sequitur, random, out of left field. Like there's no, I couldn't begin to tell you. It's like when you watch like those things about like people that murder people and you're like, wow, what were they thinking? Like, I get that same sort of like, what the fuck were they thinking when your mom sends some of her texts where I'm like, where? I don't even understand where that could possibly come from in a person.
Exactly. All right. This is what she sent me on Sunday, May 10th at 11:23 PM. She writes, she doesn't write anything. I just get three screenshots. Okay. And I'm going to
sit her on a trampoline.
I wish. I get this. Can you see what that is?
Okay. It's like the little, when you make the little hands with your heart, or make your hands with your heart, make your heart. I also am dyslexic. Make your heart with your little hands, but then there's like baby feet in it and it says Happy Mother's Day.
Right. Okay. So that one almost, right?
Okay. Right. It looks like something from like a maternity shoot or, you know, like a birth announcement. Yeah. Okay. Lovely, like white flowers.
Yeah. I think that's Queen Anne's lace.
Queen Anne's lace.
Right.
Okay. Just flowers. Fuck, I know nothing about flowers other than that I killed them.
And this is the last thing she sent me. Please keep in mind, there is no text message.
Wait. Is it the dude with the big dick?
That mom would be great. No, this is the last thing she sent me. Keep in mind, again, there's no context to this. She didn't write me anything. She just sent me these three pictures all at one time. And this is the last one that I got from her for Mother's Day.
Oh, boy. Are those goats? You guys. You guys. Okay, hold on. Let me do my Christopher Walken. It's goats. No, it's what the fuck?
Goats.
Wait, stop moving. Stop moving. And move it over to the center a little bit. I can't see. We're doing this over Zoom. You guys, it's literally a herd of goats on a sidewalk. That's what she sent her. Goats.
Because nothing says Mother's Day like a herd of goats.
I have a picture of me pulling a goat's tail when I was very young, and I am pretty sure that I learned a very important lesson that day. Which is, don't do that.
Did it duty on you?
Don't know that it dutied on me, but I think it definitely had some feelings about its tail being pulled by a three-year-old. Yeah.
Well, that's what I got from my mom. And I feel like I've said this on another podcast, but I can't totally remember. But for some, I have like pandemic brain.
But they're Jerusalem. They're Israeli goats. Very different.
They're in Jerusalem. That's how my mom titles every single one of her emails. If I've never said that before, I think I probably have. That my mom said.
Text her back next time and just say, "Is this in Jerusalem?
Jerusalem?
Jerusalem? Question. Yeah.
Do you live in Israel? I'm not really sure. I do like that she titles it Jerusalem because I know that she's still there and she's not here. So I appreciate that. It's like a heads up. Listen, I'm not there. I don't know why I was thinking about this. I guess maybe because yesterday was Father's Day and I was thinking about my stepdad, who I also, you know, haven't spoken to. And I just remembered all of a sudden one year, and maybe I've told this story, and if I have, I apologize, but it's almost worth repeating. One year for Mother's Day on Facebook, when I still was connected to them on Facebook, and so was my sister, we opened up Facebook like almost around the same time and then called each other like hysterically laughing and screaming because Harvey had written like this big post to my mom for Mother's Day and said all the things that he loves about her. And the last thing
he said, the generous lover. Oh, yeah. Don't need to know that.
I don't know why, but it pops into my head sometimes at really inconvenient moments.
Maybe it's because like she like loves things a lot. Like, you know what I mean? Not like she's, let's not think about that.
No, something about that on him a lot. That's what that
Ew,
was.
Stop. Oh, I'd rather think of goats.
I can't really wrap my head around what made him do that.
What was it, public?
Yes.
I could never imagine if my boyfriend ever said that. I would, first of all, if my boyfriend ever said that, I'd be like, what's wrong with you? And who have you been possessed by? Because if my boyfriend ever posted anything like that publicly, I'd be like, something's wrong. We need to go to the hospital because you have obviously lost your mind.
You're having a stroke. That's what that means.
You can't. Yeah.
Well, just the word lover. Like,
no, I hate that word. It's so gross.
As you know, Jody, I am obsessed with trying to keep my skin looking as young as possible because I myself am not young anymore.
But your skin looks amazing. I mean, dare I say glowing?
You can dare to say that. It's because, you know, having a really great skin routine is one of the things that's easier said than done. And so I've had a lot of trial and error with mine. And, you know, I never know what I need. Do you need retinol, vitamin C? Do you need a chemical exfoliant? Are they safe? Have they been tested? You know, right? It's scary. I don't know what's out there. And so I did a lot of research and then I found an amazing, amazing product. And it is You Beauty's resurfacing compound.
You were telling me about this.
Yep. It's so awesome. It's a patent pending formula built on the idea that more isn't always better. It's a smart and clinically tested compound that brightens, as you said, resurfaces, tightens, tones, and balances skin in a single bottle. one bottle, not 1,000 things on my nightstand, which I love, gives me a foolproof way to streamline my beauty routine and realizing all of my transformative results, as you also have realized right now.
Yeah.
Right now. It's pretty awesome. And whatever your skin type is, whatever your concern is, You Beauty's resurfacing compound helps your skin achieve quicker results with less irritation. And emphasis on quick, you know, expect to see smoother, brighter skin and visibly faded fine lines, wrinkles, and dark spots in 3 to 6 days.
Yeah. Yeah, judging from just looking at your skin right now, I really feel like this is something that I need to try.
You definitely need to try it. Everybody should try it. It came after 2 years of an intense collaboration with one of Italy's top cosmetic laboratories. The resurfacing compound was born from that, and it's clean, cruelty-free, gluten-free, non-GMO, vegan, and never ever tested on animals, which you know is a huge thing for me. And,
yes.
You know, this multifunctional compound takes the guesswork out of building a well-rounded routine. I have loved it. I saw a difference right away. My skin is super smooth and yeah. I love it.
I mean, I really just, even in like a week, I've noticed a big difference. You look great.
But that's about how long I've been using it. Thanks for noticing. And even over, you know, like Zoom, I find when I'm on a Zoom call, people have commented on my skin just like you are now.
Huh.
Yeah. You know, it's a good thing. Listen, we are not the only ones singing the praises of You Beauty. Vogue called the resurfacing compound a game changer, and Harper's Bazaar dubbed it as the best exfoliating serum in this year's Anti-Aging Beauty Awards. Curious to see what a smarter routine can do for your skin? Go to theyoubeauty.com, that's the letter U, and enter promo code SAYTHIS at checkout to receive 20% off of your first order. One more time. theyoubeauty.com and use promo code SAYTHIS for 20% off.
Ooh, I'm going to go get nice and glowing like you are.
Good for you.
It's with, you know, the words that I don't like. It's
yeah.
Moist.
Ointment.
Panties. Ointment.
Nope.
Sneakers.
Nope.
Sneakers.
Nope.
Don't like
nope.
Sneakers.
Nope.
I'm not a lover of sneakers.
I don't like the word ointment. Makes me want to barf. Ointment.
Yeah.
Ew. I can't. Moist ointment.
Ew. Oh, God, stop. It's disgusting.
That's the title of the episode.
It's a moistment. It's a moistment.
It's the grossest thing. One of the first conversations that I feel like Dustin and I ever had, like when maybe like our second date, and like we had slept together or anything, because we waited a really long time. And I was like, listen, I'm just going to say this right now. If you ever say the words make love, this is over. Like, I never fuck that. That's disgusting. Right. And yeah. I've been with men before that are like, I want to make love to you. And I'm like,
Silly, you just creeped me out. With the way you looked at me and said that, that made me really uncomfortable. I don't feel that way about you, Celia. I love you. I love you.
Do you want me to make my mom's sexy face when I say it?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Why do you hate me right now? Ew, stop. She's making a face that looks like she's, I don't even know. Like you're gritting your teeth and sticking your lips out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's every wedding picture I have with my mom in it. She's making that face.
Wait, hold on. Let me take a picture of that face. Wait. Okay. Hold, please. See, if I knew how to take a screenshot on my computer. Okay, ready? Go. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I don't know why I'm ripping on my mom again today. It's just,
you know, why not?
Because you get pictures of goats for Mother's Day. Like, what the fuck is that? Honestly.
Some people really like goats. You know what? Here's the deal. If they weren't fainting goats, it doesn't matter.
I love fainting goats.
I am a fainting goat.
That's how I feel.
Right. I just pass out when I'm scared.
Too much emotion.
So, okay, wait. What were your what were your never thought ads? You had never thought ads.
Well, besides the never thought I'd get to the end of the year, the school year, homeschooling, which is not something I ever thought I would say. Well, I have one, but I feel like it's going to be a little controversial, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. I never thought that I would have to argue with moms online that politics is a parenting issue. If I don't understand moms in mom groups.
Well, no, here's the thing. Politics as they used to be are not a parenting issue.
Well, that's not true because education,
I think what I'm saying is what people think of, quote unquote, as politics.
But
we don't live in that world anymore.
Yeah. I can't don't even handle the amount of, the shit that people say online and like the trolling and the, you know, just being like, this isn't for parents. Like, what do you mean it's not for parents? Of course, right now, yes, it is.
I'm sorry, Celia, that was me.
Fuck off. the trolls on your wall are.
That's me. Bullies. I do it just to go after myself. No,
you create fake accounts and then.
I do. I have that much time on my hands.
you know me too. You know how much I like to create.
I've just sort of given up. I've sort of given up with that. But I
find it very frustrating, especially now because the kids are older and they ask me questions about, you know, what's going on politically.
Okay.
And
I'm going to play devil's advocate on this though.
Okay.
Just because why not? Because we always agree. So I'll be an asshole.
Okay, great.
How do we then have to have differing groups for differing political views, you think, on parenting? That, you know what I mean?
Nope. I don't know.
Trust me, I get it. And you know me, I am so vocal right now. Everyone definitely knows where I stand. And I'm, you know, anti-fascist and, you know, anti-Trump. Well,
can I just say though, I was following.
Also, I'm working my way onto like, you know, every FBI list I can probably get on. So,
well, woo-hoo. Sure. When we became vocal on the Never Thought Insta about Black Lives Matter, automatically I was watching our stats. We lost 200 followers in one day. I just want to say that since then we've gained almost 1,000.
Well,
so bye to you 200, but that sort of comes back around. Listen, this is the stance I took in Mama's, you know, the group.
But I'm asking you this as somebody that runs and sort of moderates and has to deal with all the shit of a mom's group. And again, politics at this point is now for me, it's not a difference necessarily in politics. It's a morality thing. And it's all of that, but let's say we're back in, you know, less tumultuous sides.
Yeah.
And people are arguing about politics on there.
This is the stance that I took in Mama's, and I think this would have been my stance
the way, everyone, I agree with Celia. I'm on Celia's. I'm just
this
trying
is what
to
people ask me all the time anyway. You've seen it happen when people like get up in, you know, all up in my grill, as the youth say.
Right.
And you know, as the youth say, and ask
as
me
the
same
two
question.
Youths. The youths.
The two youths. This is what I say. Whatever you're designing your parenting group to be, then you design it that way. We designed Mamas to be a support group that was all encompassing to all walks of life and no judgment and acceptance of, you know, every sort of parent. And if you're for this administration, then you don't belong in this group, because if you are voting for him, I gave everyone a pass who voted for him the first time. If they voted for him because they thought this is going to be different and there's change coming and I don't believe his rhetoric and it's just all for show, so he gets elected.
Right. Okay, that's my, right.
At this point,
if you're still riding
because
I got that.
You know better, you do better. And if you can't do better and you're telling me that you don't think that trans lives matter and that, you know, gay parents shouldn't be married or have children, you don't belong in my group.
That's not our group. Right.
Right.
Okay.
Like that's not a support group.
So what we're saying is basically at this point, like, look, there's, you want to go do that, but just do it elsewhere.
Right. Because I want Mamas to stay as a group that is very supportive.
Okay.
And
so,
I realize
and
I'm
again,
not
this
supporting
is...
then Trump supporters. You're right. I'm not. Because to me, those people are not supporting everybody else. So you don't.
I get that. I read a really interesting thing about this, and it was talking about how on, you know, our pages and stuff, like as, you know, moms or parents or whatever, and like having, how do we have those different discussions and like educate people as a, you know what I mean? But I think at this point, what we're finding is that, are we at that point when like, we're just so far past, cause I try to like take in some argument and I,
yeah, me too.
But that's my thing is like, at this point, are we just there where it's like, it's just, we're so far on opposite sides. There really is, but see, I don't feel like there isn't some common ground.
Yeah,
and,
there is.
And I, and that's why on my page, on my Instagram, I don't block and delete a ton of people.
Yeah, I know.
Even though really, I leave them up there because I feel like if you want, if they're on there being particularly hateful or going after like some of my younger fans, or whatever, then I'm like, all right, fuck you. But for the most part, I try and leave those people up there because I feel like it, much like I know if I don't have any opposition to discuss with, mm-hmm. I'm just in an echo chamber of my own thing. So how sure. do we get to a place where, I don't know. I don't even well, know what I'm saying because I agree with both. On my Instagram, I will go after people and whatever, mm-hmm. and then I'll be like, bye, you don't want to be here, fucking leave. But I also know it's different in a parenting group because when they come in there and do that, then it makes the discussion about only that. And right now on my, you know, my page, that is kind about, of yeah. the only discussion.
Well, I will say this, on your page, I don't know if you followed what happened when I posted, my friend Evan Stein wrote a really amazing description about the difference between white privilege and privilege in general.
Yes, I did. Right? Yes, right.
So I posted that.
Right. Privilege is usually socioeconomic. White right, privilege right. has nothing
and having but, two parents and all that stuff. Right. And he's like, you know, I was privileged. I had all those things. But right. I also have white privilege, and here's what white privilege is.
Right.
And he breaks right. it down. And I thought he did such a good job. I mean, he's, you know, like, he's like a Mensa person, so he should, but you know, he's like, right. I mean, he's a brilliant man.
One
but,
of those Mensa types, right?
I mean, literally.
Can he solve a Rubik's cube? That's really all I care about. If you're in Mensa and you can't solve a Rubik's cube, then to me, you're lying.
Pretty sure he could do brain surgery on both of us, like swap brains, like all that. I mean, honestly.
Could he turn my brain into a Rubik's cube? I'm just kidding. My brain already is a Rubik's cube. That's not in any sort of order.
It's completely messed up. Yeah. But there was a guy that got on there and he kind of like started arguing with me because he didn't really read it right. And so he was like, well, there's no such thing as white privilege. I didn't have two parents and I didn't have this and I didn't have that. And I was like, you're not reading what he said.
You're like, go back and read.
Right. So I re-quote it and he's like, yeah, I read it. And finally I was being really combative. And finally I pulled back and was like, listen, like, this is the thing about white privilege versus privilege. Like, it's okay. Nobody's mad at you for it. Like, nobody's saying you have white privilege and so fuck you.
So you should feel like shit. We're just saying, right. acknowledge that gives you at least a step.
Right. right. And acknowledge that we all have biases and acknowledge that, you know, this right. country was built on slavery and therefore racism. Like, it's, nobody's telling you to feel terrible about it. They're saying, acknowledge it's a thing and, you know, move forward. And I have to say, he completely like backed down and came around.
That's,
and
was okay.
Like, okay, I hear you.
That was what this this post was talking about, was like, particularly, you know, for us white folks, right. some of us whiter than others.
Lily white. Lily white folks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Isaiah.
You are totally in my phone as that now.
I know. Mm-hmm. But it was talking about that. And it was saying, you know, particularly as white allies, yes, we're outraged and all that, but it's our job is to be the ones being nice and trying to work and feel, and you know what I mean? And I don't necessarily agree with that, but otherwise it falls only on the shoulders of, you know, our black and brown
mm-hmm. right.
brothers and sisters that have right. to explain it. You know right. what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I know we didn't want to talk about all this again, but yeah, I do, but I see what you're saying.
But how can you not right now?
Well, I mean, right.
You know, it's like,
you and I have just made it a point to be like, we don't want to completely be two more white people talking about something that right. we know, you know what I mean? But this is, right. I get what you're talking about. This is bigger than just that. This is about how do we as mothers and, you know, all of that, get along and create spaces for ourselves to share those experiences right. and all that. Because well, it is, I mean, mom's group, you get super vulnerable at times. You're sharing about
uh-huh.
your children and things that maybe you failed at, or like, oh my God, I had the shittiest day, you know? Oh, and so
your child having cancer or anything like that. I mean,
right.
and let me make it clear. If there was somebody out there who was a Trump supporter and, you know, had a sick child and was desperate for help, of course I would still jump right. in and help that person.
Right.
You know, that's who I am. But if you're going to be in my group and you just want to post things like MAGA 2020, like get the fuck out. Like all you're doing is, which happened, as you know, and all you're doing is just making like everybody, you know, who is feeling vulnerable about who our president is, feel like that's not a safe space. And you just did that to be right. an asshole.
Hey, Jody, have you heard of BetterHelp?
You know, I don't know that I have. I mean, I like to consider us as like mediocre help. So I feel like BetterHelp is going to be an improvement. So no, please tell me about BetterHelp.
That BetterHelp would be better than our mediocre help. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's pretty awesome. It's listen, if things interfere with our happiness, right? And like they can prevent us from achieving our goals. That certainly happened to me. I know it's happened to you.
What are you trying to say, Celia?
Well, I'm trying to tell you that BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
Oh, that is better.
It is. That's better help. That's better than, you know, talking to yourself probably. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. And as a therapist, you know how much I like to recommend that people all, you know, do some therapy.
Oh, yes. You know how much I love therapy. I love it on both sides.
Honestly, who doesn't need to talk to somebody every now and then? You do. And there's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. And this service is available for clients worldwide.
So, oh, that's awesome.
Exactly. You just log into your account anytime. You send a message to your counselor. You'll get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you don't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as you do with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is also committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so that, you know, can make the change, you know, easy and just communicate with your counselor if you need to. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is also available. And that's really rare and pretty amazing that they do that.
Yeah. Yeah. That I know so many people don't seek therapy because it's expensive. So if you can get, you know, get it for cheaper and get some like financial aid, that would be amazing.
Yeah. I mean, that it's just such a great service, and BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily and, you know, see what people are saying about them. Visit betterhelp.com/say this. That's better H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So, special offer for our listeners, you get 10% off of your first month at betterhelp.com/say this.
What if I just start responding with inappropriate memes?
Oh my God.
Can I just start doing that?
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's what I do anyway. I just send GIFs and memes and completely derail a conversation if I feel like it.
I mean, what kind of weird memes? I like when you post the shit that you get on Facebook ads. I don't even understand. Like your
My Wish stuff? Oh, yeah. Wish, dude, somebody at the Wish sales department thinks I am
the craziest motherfucker ever.
Most dark, like BDSM fucking weird shit. Uh-huh. I don't know why.
Dolls, the little like weird baby doll keychains.
Oh my God, those weird, yeah, it was like babies on keychains.
And, I still think my mom
and,
made
those. Yeah, I get like, like all kinds of weird BDSM masks and just all kinds of shit. But yeah, I don't know why.
You take screenshots of those when people get in fights online from now on. I think you just
I've got tons. The things that are screenshotted and saved in my phone that I've saved from the internet, purely for my own amusement when I'm just bored and somewhere and I just scroll through my pictures and I'm giggling to myself, they're worth it. So I will just start doing that.
But
here's the thing. That's how you, if it's just going nowhere, the argument, just start doing, go random, go completely irreverent and random and just start posting like Will Ferrell memes. You know what I mean?
I just realized just because you were talking about scrolling through your phone, I can't decide if I'm going to out myself for this. I think I,
what'd you do? Yeah, do it.
Craptastic parenting moment.
There was a picture of your boobs or something else.
Something else. I was scrolling through pictures and Harper was walking behind me and I didn't realize it for a second. And then I really fast, like put my phone down and she just yells at me. Is that a dick pic? Did I just see a penis? And I was like, no, I hope she doesn't listen to this episode. But I was like, no. But yeah. I don't know what to say. I mean, look,
we're now at that. Our children are old enough now.
Oh,
it's where we can't, where they know about sex.
Yeah.
They know what it is. They know that it's there and that we do it and that they're really fucking interested in what the hell it is. So, you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah,
it's both weird and also they're like, oh, like fascinated. You know what I mean?
And this episode is like, such a ridiculous
term. It's a weird age though, where you're like, yeah, look, hey, sex is natural and it's greatness, but I really don't need to be having a conversation about it.
I want to sing George Michael now. Sex is natural, sex is fun. Okay.
You know, that was my first concert ever.
Was it really? I just bought that album last night and Dustin and I were listening to it.
It's a fucking great album. I told you I went and didn't meet him.
You're such an idiot. That's fucking stupid. Well, here, I'm going to add on to my craptastic parenting moment now that we've gone from politics to this, which made no sense at all. And there was literally no segue and fuck it.
I think our show motto needs to be, never thought I'd say this. We don't believe in segues.
Fuck it all.
Of the grammatical or the technological type. Fuck segues.
Also, I'm a little high and I can't really make the jump from things to things.
No wonder this show is so insane. You're going from one fucking thing to the next. I have the attention span of a gnat anyway. So we are jumping all. God, I hope everyone that listens to this is just high right now because really I'm not, but it's the only way that it's going to make sense.
Okay, so
yeah, here's the unintentional 420 special. No.
Sorry, I honestly thought that I was doing a good thing when I was starting this lesson, which because you know Harper is older, and so when Dustin and I first started dating, she, you know, obviously like had questions and you know was like, are you gonna sleep over? You know, that kind of stuff, because that's like the only you know thing. And I'm going to use this as a teaching moment, as a teachable moment. As Oprah would say,
where I feel like this isn't gonna go well.
No, it totally backfired.
You didn't run this by me first, though, did you?
No, not at all.
I'm like, so, I don't remember this conversation.
As you know, I wanted to have this relationship be very different. And so, you know, I had made it very clear to Dustin that unless I was like officially his girlfriend, we were not going to have sex. I never done that before in my life. I know many relationship experts say to do it. Now I understand why, because it works. And it made us get to know each other and, you know, take it slow. It was a smart thing to do.
Right.
So I actually, you know, had said that to Harper because she had asked me questions when I like first, you know, slept over at his place. You know, she's like, oh, you have a sex. She didn't say it like that. Harper, I'm not making fun of you. I'm sorry. And so I was like, no. And until I'm his girlfriend, like I absolutely am not going to. And I figured because I have two girls, it's good to set that example.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, look, we got to talk to, if we're not talking to him, like I would say, somebody else is. Let me tell you, if you wouldn't go to your eighth grader for sex advice, then you probably don't want them to go into each other either.
Right. It's like Michelle Obama. You know, like they don't know.
They don't know shit.
They don't know.
Right.
So anyway, I thought that was such a smart idea. And then at some point, you know, the title happened and I became his
girl. And then they were like,
And I think I did send you the video where they were just running after me. They were like, they would not leave me alone. And
my
response kept having to be when they were like, well, but so are you? I kept just saying, well, I'm his girlfriend now. And they're like, are you sex? And I'm like, I'm his girlfriend now. Like, that's all.
It doesn't matter. Please leave me alone. Why are we talking about this? Oh my God, go away.
Go away. And again, like, it's like what it comes back to is like what my sister used to say to her kids, which was like, there are some things you really don't want to answer.
You literally cannot unring this bell.
Right. Like, don't ask me that. And they did back down. I mean, I suspect they, you know, put two and two together, but like, oh my God.
Or one and one.
Hey, you know.
Hey.
Well, I don't know.
Whatever. I can be fancy. Hold, please. This is a whole different conversation. Speaking of children,
yes,
which I feel like we haven't done too much in this episode, but you know, whatever.
Yeah,
Zoe wants, they want to be on the podcast.
Yes, I know. And Harper really wants to do it too. So yes, we are going to do this, right?
I think we should do it.
Oh my God, in the comments.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, Zoe wants to do it. Zoe wants to come on. And I think Harper too. They basically want to come on and refute everything that we said.
And make fun of us, yeah.
Which I'm just saying it right now. They're probably lying. Don't believe anything they say.
Nothing they say is true. I've never said that or did it.
I think it would be really great. I think this could be a really interesting episode.
I Yeah, I'm terrified. Oh, I'm terrified of it. Like, honest to God, I might have to drink through it. I don't know.
I think maybe, no, judging from the podcast that I've done with you while you're drinking.
It wasn't during it. It just carried over.
Sure it did. But I think this is going to be a really, I'm interested in this one. And now, the girls aren't in school, so we can have them.
No, we definitely should do it. I think we should do it. Oh, and here's another, speaking of kids, I know we're kind of running out of time. It has nothing to do with them being on the podcast. Also, well, Lulu and B are going to want to be on the podcast if they get to be on it.
Oh, I'll totally have them on too. I mean,
that show is going to make zero sense at all. Just as so everybody knows.
And then everyone will be like, oh, I see it's generational. Right.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. This is what Lulu said to me the other day. I wrote it down because I was like, what? She, I can't even read this.
Oh boy.
She was listening to music on her iPad. And then she comes in and she goes, hey mom, do you know that Justin Bieber song, Pussy Dough?
Wait, what? Pussy Dough?
She said,
Pussy Dough? That's like something you need to see a doctor about.
Pussy Dough. I said, what? She goes, yeah, he has a song called Pussy Dough. And I said, no, he doesn't. And I said, wait, do you mean
Despacito? Despacito? Oh, gosh. I'll never sing anything but Pussy Dough. Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
She argued
Pussy Dough.
She was positive it was Pussy Dough. She really didn't believe me. Finally, I was like, I swear to God, it's just, she just looks at me in all seriousness. She goes, oh, yeah, well, it has a lot of inappropriate words in Spanish in it, so don't sing it.
More or less inappropriate than Pussy Dough. You really shouldn't sing Pussy Dough, Mom. You should hear the words that they say in there in Spanish. I'm so offended.
I just can't.
My God.
Like, why? Well,
you didn't grow up here, but there was...
Pussy Dough?
Hold on. Yes, hold on.
Okay,
there was not Pussy Dough here, but there was a car dealership in Long Beach called Cal Worthington, and it's here in LA. And I grew up in Long Beach, and he was this hick dude, like your typical used car salesman with the big cowboy hat and he looked like something out of a fucking movie. And the jingle was... Go see Cal, go see Cal, go see Cal. And I can't tell you how many people I know that thought it was Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow. And they were like, what does that even mean? It is not.
Well, the Pussy Cow.
It's Go See Cal. Right.
The Pussy Cow, maybe.
Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow, Pussy Dough. What?
That's the name of the episode. Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow, Pussy Dough.
Oh, God.
I'm so happy that Dustin has headphones on in the other room and can't hear.
I'm so happy that somehow people still listen to us. That's really what I'm happy about. And I feel like we probably get that people listen to this podcast, and by the end, we've lost like three quarters of the people that started it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, and it's pretty much like Joan, Gemma, and Kendra that are still listening.
and Ellie.
And Ellie, right. Yeah. Our four diehard fans that, yeah.
Yep, they just
Everybody loves us. We're hilarious. But where else are you going to hear Pussy Cow, Pussy Dough? I mean, come on. You almost spit out your drink.
It went a little in my nose. Like, a little bit of a snarf through my nose. Just a little.
Pussy Dough in your nose? Ew, that's gross.
Pussy Dough in my nose. Ew.
What? When I say that, that was disgusting.
That was like a weird visual.
Ew,
too.
That's gross. Right.
That was no good.
I shouldn't have said that.
No.
Not that we're going to cut it out, but I shouldn't have said that.
Ew.
I'm so sorry, Mom. And then I start going off the rails, and I just picture my mom listening at home like this.
Shaking her head.
How did this happen? How did this happen?
Yeah. Well, I will tell you right now that I feel that maybe on your next birthday, I'm going to write a very long love letter to you about Pussy Dough and also maybe call you a generous lover just because Mescal doesn't do it. I'll do it.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Mescal won't do it. I'll tell you that.
I know that. Wait, we didn't, that speaking of which, I know I sent you this, but you know, we got that private message asking if we were lovers.
Oh, right. Right. If we were, that's right. We did ask if we were lovers. Are we generous lovers though?
Yeah.
You're a little stingy. I'm going to be honest. You're kind of not very generous.
Listen,
you should look, you could maybe learn a few things from your mother. Oh my God.
No, you did not just say that.
melted on the bed. Oh my God. Okay, we need to end this episode.
I'm never having
something
sex
even
again.
More horrific happens.
I cannot believe that just came out of your mouth. You're I'm never going to be able welcome. To have sex again. What the fuck is wrong
right.
with you?
Oh, I don't know. But if you want to complain to us about how fucking awful and disgusting we are, if you think we're funny, if you think, I don't know, it, whatever. If you want to hit us up,
is, let us know.
Let us know. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Never Thought I'd Say This. Or you can hit us up on our email, neverthoughtid@protonmail.com. Celia is laughing so hard she can't fucking breathe.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm going. I'm doing my thing. I'm just waiting for you to, you know, breathe or pull it together. I also forgot your high, so I'm extra funny right now.
That was not funny. That part was not funny. I can't believe you said that.
I can't believe I did either. I really, those last 4 minutes, I just really gave up on having any sort of propriety. Oh, boy.
Disaster.
Anyway, remember you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.